Is everybody ready?
Yes.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to start at volume 33, 7, 14, 35, 1935. Jesus says, "And then there is the Queen of Heaven, who with her empire continuously prays that the kingdom of the divine will come upon earth." So Our Lady is praying that this kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. "And when have we, Triune God, ever denied the Blessed Mother anything?" So here we see how much God loves the Blessed Mother. He loves her so much that he says, "When have we ever denied Mary anything? For us, Our Lady's prayers are impetuous winds that such that we, Triune God, cannot resist the Blessed Mother." This is why we pray with Mary. This is why we love Our Lady. We love Our Lady so much because whatever she asks, it's basically for our good, and God always answers her prayers. And the same strength that Our Lady possesses of our divine will is for us empire, for us a command. So this is one of the things that really upsets people. Our Lady can command God. Now, how do we know this as Catholics? Because the priest commands. He says, "This is my body. This is my..." The priest commands. He says, "I absolve you of all your sins." That's a command. Now, Jesus wants to teach us how to command as Adam commanded before the fall. So, who is going to teach us this? It's the Blessed Mother. Jesus says, "And the same strength that Our Lady possesses of our divine will is for us, Triune God, empire. For us, it is command. Our Lady has all the rights to impetrate it because Our Lady possesses the divine will on earth. Our Lady possesses it in heaven. Therefore, Mary, as possessor, can give what is hers." See, this kingdom is coming. Is the Blessed Mother's kingdom. "So much so that this kingdom will be called the kingdom of the celestial empress, the kingdom of Mary." So again, when somebody says to me that, "Oh, you're saying Luis is equal to Our Lady." Oh no, Mary's the mother and queen. Luis is the little daughter. You're a little daughter. I'm a little son. But God wants us to understand who the queen is. She will act as queen. Mary will act as queen in the midst of her children on earth. Mary will place at their disposal the oceans of her grace. Do you see what that is? So when you pray to Mary, she says, "I will give you oceans of grace. I will give you oceans of sanctity. I will give you oceans of power." Why? Because all grace comes from Mary. Mary will put to flight all the enemies of man. So she's the one that crushes the head of Lucifer. And what Jesus says to us, and God loves to have fun, he says that you, Luisa, as her little daughter, will also crush the head of Lucifer. And she says to us, you who are little children of Mary will also crush the head of Lucifer. Okay? So what does God do? He makes Italy look like a boot and he puts karate where the heel is. just to have fun. And for every time the devil looks at the earth, he has to see Italy with a boot, and the heel is where Corrado is. But you see, as children of Mary, think about it. St. Louis de Montfort says that they'll be the greatest saints in the history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. This is what God is calling us to work so closely with Jesus and Mary that we will be able to cooperate with Jesus and Mary and also put to flight the enemy. Our Lady will raise her children in her womb. Our Lady will hide her children with her light. Our Lady will cover them with her love. Our Lady will nourish them with her own hands, with the food of the divine will. Now Jesus tells Luisa there's three foods, there's three breads. The third bread is your daily bread, your wonder bread. The second bread is the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist, which we receive, and when we receive Jesus, the Blessed Sacrament, We are in communion with Him for at least 15 minutes. That's why at the end, that's why Mass ends right after communion. Holy Mass ends right after communion because the church does not want to interfere with our communion with Jesus. So this is the time where we should be silent. This is the time where we should be praying, getting closer to our Lord. And then Jesus says, the first bread that Adam had before the fall was the bread of the divine will. So God wants to give us this first bread. He said, I have a food that you do not know of, and that is to do the will of God. And now he shows Louisa how to live in the will of God. So this first bread is what God wants us to nourish on. Okay? The second bread, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist, we are in communion with God until the host dissolves. And once the host is dissolved, that mystical communion, that mystical life, real life of Jesus is gone. Jesus says, I want you to have the perennial life that I gave to Adam. A perennial life. Adam walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening. So what's happening here is we are going to be nourished with Our Lady's own hands with the food of the first bread of the divine will. What will this mother and queen not do in the midst of this? Her kingdom for her children and for her people. She, Mary, will give up, get this, unheard of graces. New surprises never seen. Miracles that will shake both heaven and earth. So, like I said before, what's coming is so beautiful. What's coming is so holy. No one can tell you what's coming. But it's going to be so beautiful that everyone will become Catholic. The Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Jews are going to say, I want to be baptized. Because of what who is going to do, what Mary is going to do. Mary will give unheard of graces, new surprises never seen, miracles that will shake both heaven and earth. Mary will give her, we triune God will give Mary the whole field free so that Mary will form for us the kingdom of our divine will on earth. Mary will be the guide. Mary will be the true mother. It will be also the kingdom of the celestial sovereign Mary. So we can see what Jesus told Louisa in the Book of Heaven helps us fall more in love with Jesus, helps us fall more in love with Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. What Louisa wanted to do was always stay in the arms of Jesus as a baby. What she wanted was always to stay in the arms of Our Lady as a baby. What we want is we want to be in the arms of Jesus and Mary as little newborns as well. But our God is going to give us, again, if the saints they were here, they'd fight for it, you know, because this is, they see this in heaven and they know that heaven is now coming to earth. Therefore, Jesus says to Louisa, you also pray together with Mary. So we pray with the Blessed Mother. This is why God has given us the rounds. These are the prayers of Mary. This is how Mary prayed in Nazareth. This is how Mary prayed in Bethlehem. This is how Mary prayed in Egypt. This is how Jesus prayed. Jesus says, pray together with Mary. And at its time, you will obtain the intent. So when the time is ready, everything's going to be fulfilled. See, we're living in glorious times. This divine will is so beautiful, it's so holy, it's so perfect that as you enter into this gift, you are in ecstasy. Why? Because you're entering into the life of God. And not just doing the will of God, but living in the will of God. So we begin this again. This is Vine 33:6-6, 19:35. Jesus says, you must know that I, as God, always love my children, my beloved creatures. I, God, will eviscerate myself in order not to see them stricken, so much so that in mournful times that will come. So he's telling us what's going to happen. These are not just bad times, mournful times. I, God, have placed them all into the hands of my celestial mother. See, this is what Jesus says. Our Lady is going all over the world. Why did she come here? She's going all over the world. Why? to mark her children so that the demons will not have any power over us. We have to understand, Jesus says, I have placed all my children into the hands of my celestial mother. We are going to be taken care of. There is nothing to worry about. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to be anxious about. I, God, have entrusted all my children to Mary so that Mary keeps them secure for me under her mantle. I, God, will give to Mary all those that she will want. Death itself will not have power over those souls who will be in the custody of my mother. See, you can't believe what's coming. See, people talk about the 3 days of darkness. That's death. That's death coming to the earth. 3 days of darkness are 3 days in the tomb. God has to give everybody what they want. He's going to give the devil hell because that's what the devil wants. The 3 days of darkness are basically this. God says to the world, says to the devil, it's yours. My kingdom is coming. He says, I have my children chosen. They are all marked. They're all going to be taken care of. He's going to say to the devil, take what you want. It's yours. That's why we don't participate outside our homes, is because Jesus says, go to your tent, go to your room, close the door and pray. You know, have the lit candle, which is a symbol of Jesus. It's going to be not only spiritual, it's going to be physical. Death itself, the demons themselves will not have power over my children who are in the custody of Mary. You see why it's so essential to pray the rosary, wear the scapular. It is so essential to get close to the Blessed Mother because she has great plans. And we're not going to be affected by what's coming. Jesus said it will happen like at the time of Noah. Noah did not get wet. And those that are have a true line to Jesus and Mary are not going to get hurt. Death itself will not have power to harm Mary's children. Now, while he said this, my dear Jesus made himself seen with the deeds of the sovereign Mary, descended from heaven with an indescribable majesty and a tenderness all maternal. And Our Lady, listen to this. Our Lady went around in the midst of creatures in all the nations, and she marked her dear children and those who must not be touched by the scourges. So we're marked. We're not going to be touched by the scourges. Remember, what's coming is going to be wailing and grinding of teeth for those that do not love Jesus and Mary. For us who love Jesus and Mary, it will be ecstasy. We will not be harmed. That's why, as you read the volumes, as you study the volumes, you're going to understand how much Jesus loves you. Much more than you could ever imagine from the saints. Because this isn't saintly. This isn't good. This isn't holy. It goes beyond that. And as you begin to read this, you're going to be filled with such peace, joy, and happiness that even your family that's away from the church, you know Our Lady's going to take care of them. Why? Because Jesus says, you do what I want, and I'll do what you want. He says very clearly, Mary has gone around in the midst of the children to all the nations. Mary has marked her dear children and those who must not be touched by the scourges. Each one my celestial mother touched, the scourges had no power to touch those creatures. Sweet Jesus gave the right to his mother of placing in safety whomever she pleased. How moving it was to see the celestial empress making her rounds through all the parts of the world, that she took them in her maternal hands. Our Lady entrusted them to her bosom. Our Lady hid them under her mantle so that no evil could ever harm those to whom her maternal goodness, kept in her custody, was guarded and defended by her alone. You see what God has done? He's giving us his mother as our mother. Not only that, he says to Mary, whatever you want, I will do. Mary loves us. And when we obey her by praying the rosary, by wearing the scapular, How glorious is this? There is no question that God is going to take care of us through His Holy Mother. Oh, if everyone could see how much love and tenderness the Celestial Queen did in this office, everyone would cry from consolation. They would love our Lady who loves them so much. I mean, that passage there is really good. Vine 33, June 6, 1935. That's a great one. To just, when things get tough, you know, have this posted on your wall and just say, Mary's going to take care of me. I mean, Our Lady is not going to abandon us. Vine 33, 7, 8, 1935. It seems to me that I do not know how to rest if I do not abandon myself in the arms of the divine will that throws me into its interminable sea where I find what it has done for the love of all souls. So, here Louisa, see, this is where Louisa is. She knows the love of God. And she wants to dive into this ocean filled with love. She wants to abandon herself in the arms of the divine will. She knows that this is where love is. This is where humans are supposed to live. See, Adam lived in this life. And when he sinned, he was out. He was gone. And there was no more love. And that's why you look at families today. You look at your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners. You look at your relatives, your friends. There's a lack of love there. Even some of your best friends know how to rip you apart. And it's not because they're mean. It's part of their fallen nature. See, God wants us to enter into this life of love. God wants us to enter into the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And what Louisa knows is she wants to dive into this ocean. And she wants to take us as well. Louisa says, "And now I stop at one point, and now I stop at another. Of its manifold works, I admire them, I love them, I kiss them. I thank Jesus so much for so much magnificence and for so many loving industries towards us miserable creatures. But while I was making my round," see, this is what you're going to learn, how to pray the round. You're going to make your round in creation. You're going to make your round in redemption. "As I was making my round, to my surprise, I found myself before the great Queen Lady of our Mama, the most beautiful work of the Sacrosanct Trinity." Remember I said about bilocation. You will see Jesus. You will see Mary. You know, one of the things that I remember last time I was in Medjugorje, they said, "You got to come before Our Lady stops appearing here." And everybody's going, "Oh, I want to be there before she stops." Well, the reason she stops is the kingdom's going to be here. She doesn't have to appear anymore. That what's coming is so beautiful that we are going to see the Blessed Mother on earth as the saints possess, see her in heaven. And it's not going to be an apparition. It's not going to be a vision. It's not going to be a locution. That's for saints. God is going to give more to us than He has ever given to the world. Why? Who are we? We're nothing. But now is the time that He wants to do this. Now is the time. And like I said before, that's why the devil is causing such trouble. He knows his time is short. And he wants to kill as many people as he possibly can. So that they will not participate in this life. This is why the more that you give your fiat, the more that you say yes to Jesus and Mary, the more that you enter into this gift, there is a guarantee that you're going to possess this. Our Lady is not going to abandon you. Our Lord is never going to abandon you. So Louisa says, "I remain there contemplating the Blessed Mother. I do not have the words in order to say what I understood. And my love of Jesus with a sweetness and indescribable love told me, 'My daughter Louisa, how beautiful is my mother.'" See, this is why in our homes we make sure that everybody knows Mary is our mother. Mary is our queen. You put a crown on her on the outside, especially during May. And if you don't have a regular crown, make sure she has a wreath of flowers around her head. She is our queen. She is our mother. How beautiful Mary is. Her empire extends everywhere. Her beauty enraptures and enchains everyone. There is no human that does not fall on its knees in order to venerate Mary. My divine will made Our Lady such for me. My divine will made her inseparable from me, in a way that there is no act that I did that the Sovereign Queen did not do it together with me. So that's why when you say Jesus, it's always Mary. The two are one. When you say Mary, it's always Jesus. It's Jesus and Mary, always. Jesus and Mary. And when you pray, you can pray that. Jesus and Mary, I ask. Jesus and Mary. It's the new Adam and the new Eve. It's the abundant life that our God wants us to possess. Not just to Jesus, not just to Mary. It's to honor both of them. Jesus and Mary. And he says, there is no act that I, God, did that the Sovereign Queen did not do it together with me. The power of that divine fiat pronounced by me and made and by her made me conceived in her virginal womb, giving me, God, life to my humanity. That fiat is always the same. And every time I operated the divine fiat of my mother, held the right in my divine fiat of doing what I, God, did. That's the image and likeness of God. That's what Adam lost, image and likeness. And when through baptism of the church, we have God's image. And as we study the book of heaven, we come in God's likeness to do what God does. Again, you laugh like your parents. You walk like your parents. You look like your parents. You're in their likeness. That's the same thing for us. As we begin to live in this divine will, you gaze at somebody with Jesus' gaze. You speak to someone with Jesus' voice. You listen to someone with Jesus' hearing. You touch someone with Jesus' touch. See, Jesus wants, he says, I want you to be my skin so that I can reign on earth in you. I want to be Lord of your life. I want to be Lord of your thoughts, your words, your deeds. I want to be Lord of everything that you think, say, and do. I want to reign in you. I want you to be in my image and likeness. That's been lost. And now Jesus is saying, I want to give it back to mankind. How glorious is this? How spectacular is this? That he is asking us just to give our fiat so he can do everything in us. In, with, through, and for us as we do everything in, with, through, and for him. It's mutual possession. We get a glimpse of this with the priest. The priest says, this is my body. That's Jesus saying that. The priest says, I absolve you of your sins. That's Jesus saying that. As Catholics, we understand what God wants to do is he wants to give this gift to everyone. And that's what's coming. What's coming is going to be so beautiful. The everyone will want to be Catholic. I can just see you look at Our Lady of Guadalupe. She's on the moon, the sliver moon. That symbolizes Islam. She appeared at Fatima. That was Muhammad's daughter. Our Lady is going to bring this love of God to Muslims, to the Muslims. They're going to be Catholic. Our Lady's going to bring this love of God to the Buddhists and to the Hindus and to the pagans. Why? Because she is the mother of all mankind. And all that God asks of us to do is to give our fiat with Mary, with Jesus, so that the kingdom can be established, so that everyone begins to live this life. So Jesus says, you must know. And when he says that is a command. That is a command from Jesus. You must know that when I, God, instituted the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, Mary's divine fiat was together with me. And together, Jesus and Mary pronounced the fiat that the bread and wine should be transubstantiated into my body, my blood, my soul, and my divinity. Ah, as it is the conception, as in the conception, I wanted her fiat, So I, God, wanted her fiat in the solemn act that began my sacramental life. So like I said yesterday and today, when you go to Holy Communion, you receive Jesus and Mary. It's body of her body, blood of her blood, bone of her bone, flesh of her flesh that Jesus possesses. I mean, that's why it's always Jesus and Mary. You could never, it's never Jesus alone, it's never Mary alone. It's always Jesus and Mary. Who would have the heart to put my mother aside in an act in which my divine love displayed with excesses so exuberant that it gives of the incredible? I mean, that's why everybody walked away from Jesus. He said, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they said, this is a hard thing. This is incredible. And they said, they walked away. And he turned to his disciples and he said, will you too walk away? And that's when Peter, the head of the church, says, where are we going to go? You have the words of eternal life. It's the same thing that happens with the divine will. The divine will is incredible. It is exuberant. And people say, I can't believe this. And Jesus says, will you walk away too? I mean, what God is so generous. He is so gratuitous that he's constantly giving, 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 giving. He gave every drop of his blood for us. Every drop was poured out for us. He loves us so much. And now he wants to give us the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. So Jesus says, rather, not only was Our Lady together with me, but I constituted Mary queen of love of my sacramental life. So when you go to the Blessed Sacrament, she is the queen of love of that sacramental life. So it's always, you honor Jesus, you adore Jesus, but you also talk to Mary. She's also there. And Our Lady, with love of my true mother, again offered to me her womb, her perfect soul, in order to keep me defended and repaired for the horrendous ingratitudes and enormous sacrileges that are unfortunately I have received in this sacrament of love. I mean, I could tell you what I know in churches, and it's horrible. I remember one time when I was in Chicago, they said to me, oh, this church is so conservative, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. They love Jesus so much. And I walked in, and the altar was filled with crumbs. When the priest broke the host, the crumbs were all over. Not only that, but the floor was filled with the Eucharist. How much they love Jesus. I've gone to I don't know how many churches and I've seen people vacuuming the sanctuary. I mean, Jesus goes into the garbage every week in almost every church because of how much the people love Jesus. See, you have to understand, Our Lady is the one who's repairing. Our Lady is the one who is defending Jesus for the horrendous ingratitudes, the enormous sacrileges that he receives in the sacrament of love. I mean, that's just the beginning of what I know happening in churches. You know, how many souls don't go to confession and receive Jesus unworthily? I mean, that's, St. Paul says they are condemning themselves. I mean, this is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. That which looks like bread and tastes like bread is worthy to be adored and worshipped because it is God. So Jesus says, my daughter, this is my purpose, that I, God, want that my divine will would be life of the souls in order to keep the soul together with me, so as to let her love with my love operate in my works. In sum, the soul is the company that I want in my acts, and I do not want to be alone. See, that's our God, how humble. At Christmas, he wants to be held as a baby. It's not just the Pope doing some act. Every one of us should have a baby that we hold. You know, Jesus wants to be held. That's how little and how beautiful our God is. How humble our God is. He is so humble that he puts himself as bread, indefensible, a prisoner in every tabernacle, and then anyone can receive him. I mean, they're not supposed to, but anyone and everyone does. I mean, how he's such a good God. But he now says, I don't want to be alone. He says, I want the souls to be with me in my divine will. I want them to do what I do. I want them to possess what I possess. And this could not be of what used to call creatures into the divine will. If I would remain as an isolated God and the soul all alone without partaking in our divine works, and not only in this instituted in my holy sacrament, but in all the acts that I did in the whole course of my life in virtue of the one divine will with which we, Jesus and Mary, were animated. So here, Jesus has done this with Mary. Now he's given it to the newborn Louisa, and now he wants to give this life to us. He doesn't want us to be separated in any way from him. So he shows us what he did with the first human, the daughter, the one of Immaculate Conception, and now with a little daughter born of original sin. Why her? So he can say to us, he's going to do this with us as well, born of original sin. God has great plans. And all that he asks of us to do, like I keep on saying, is just say fiat, 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 fiat. Jesus says this, what I did, my mama did. If I did miracles, Mary was together with me to operate the prodigy. I felt the power of my divine will in the Sovereign Lady of Heaven, who together with me called the dead to life. If I suffered, Mary was together with me to suffer. There was nothing in which I did not have her company, and Mary and my work fused together. This was the greatest honor that my fiat gave to the Blessed Mother, the inseparability with her Son, the unity with his works. And the Virgin was the greatest glory and gave witness to me so much so that I deposited the complete works in her, and she received the deposit in her maternal heart, jealously guarding even one breath of mine. This unity of will and of work united such love between the both of us that it was enough to set the whole entire world on fire to consume in pure love. So he shows here what's going to happen. The unity of Jesus and Mary. There's such love between Jesus and Mary that it is going to set the whole world on fire. That's what's coming. The fire of God's love is coming upon the earth to consume it in pure love. Now, if you look at the lives of the saints, St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa of Avila, St. Catherine of Siena, what do they say? Let me be burned in the burning holocaust of your love. Let me be annihilated in the flames of your heart. Let me be consumed in the burning furnace of your charity. To enter into this fire, to be consumed into this fire of God's love. See, that's what's coming. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we've been praying for a century. The power of the Holy Spirit is going to come upon the earth. The kingdom is going to be established. The devil is going to be tossed out. There's going to be no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sickness, no more suffering, no more death, no more sin. You see what's coming. People say, well, that's what the end of the world. Well, it's not the end of the world. It's the end of the era that we've lived in. It's a new era of love. Why does Our Lady keep on saying, get ready for the return of my Son? Why does Our Lady keep on saying, get ready for the new heavens and the new earth? I mean, we've got to be really thick. If we don't understand by now, something's coming. And it's glorious. It's not terrible. It's the fire of God's love. It's going to consume the earth with the love of God. It's so intense that it's you see Jesus' heart on fire. You see Mary's heart on fire. This is what's coming to the earth. How glorious is this? And then after he said this, it says Jesus was silent. And Louisa said, I remained in the sea of the celestial sovereign lady, but who can say what I understood? And that's what I'm telling you. As you read, God is going to take you places. You'll be still where you are, but he's going to show you things that are going, it's going to overwhelm you. It is so beautiful. It is so holy that he is really going to show you heaven with this great gift of the divine will. And all that he asks is that you read. Let him take you where he wants to take you. That's the thing, I think the hardest thing for people today. The docility, the submission, the surrender to God. To say to God, have your way with me. Do with me as you will. That's what God is looking for. And when he sees a soul that says yes, he goes, basically, are you serious? And then he says, let me take you where I want to take you. Let me fill you with what I want to fill you with from the beginning of time. Let me transform you into a living image and likeness of me. See, Louisa saw the saints going up a ladder into heaven. Jesus showed her this. He said to Louisa, what do you see? She says, I see St. Francis, and I see St. Teresa, and I see St. Clair. They're all going up. How beautiful. And Jesus says, yes, they're on a wooden ladder. He says, look to your right. What do you see there? And she says, I see a golden ladder. And Jesus says, these are the souls who are going to enter into the divine will. What do you see? And she says, I see Jesus. I see Jesus. I see Jesus. Image and likeness. See, there. I don't want to look like St. Francis. I want to look like Jesus. See, I've been praying St. Francis' prayers. I've been praying St. Ignatius' prayers. They're beautiful. They're holy. They're saintly. But now I want to pray the way Jesus prayed. I want to pray the way Mary prayed. That's what the rounds are all about. And as you begin to pray this, honest to goodness, your life cannot be the same. God's got such great blessings that he wants to fill us with. And so it will continue. And my highest good Jesus redeemed his speech. And he said, my daughter, how beautiful is my mother. I'm on the right page. Okay. I just thought I read that earlier. Her majesty is enchanting. Before her sanctity, the heavens abase themselves. Our Lady's riches are intermittable and incalculable. No one can call himself similar to the Blessed Mother. Therefore, she, Mary, is the Lady. She is the Mother and Queen. But do you know what are her riches? Souls, her children. Every one of her children is worth more than the whole entire world. See, this is why it's good to know Jesus, and it's good to know Mary. See, we're told from day one that we're not any good. We're told that we don't have this, we don't have that, you're not right for this, you're not right for that. Jesus says this, every soul of that Blessed Mother has is worth more than the whole entire world. See, we are children of God, true children of Mary, true children of Jesus. And this is what the Book of Heaven shows us. There's nothing to be upset about. Everything is fiat. If this is true, that we are worth more than the entire world, each and every one of us individually is worth more than the entire world because we belong to Jesus, because we belong to Mary, what is there to worry about? What is there to fear? What is there to be anxious about? What is there to complain about? It's fiat. God knows what he's doing. No one enters into heaven if not through Our Lady's means and in virtue of Our Lady's maternity and of Our Lady's sorrows. In fact, every soul is a property of Mary's. Therefore, Mary can be given with fact the name of True Lady. So this is a title. She is the True Lady because she is the Mother of God. She's the Mother of us. See therefore how rich Mary is. Our Lady's riches are special. Our Lady's riches are full of speaking and loving lives that extol the Celestial Lady. As Mother, Our Lady has her innumerable children, and as Queen, she will have her people of the Kingdom of the Divine Will. So as mother, it's everybody. But as queen, she has us in the kingdom. To see why God has chosen us to live at this time. Mary is the mother of all mankind. But in these final days, the kingdom is going to be established. And she's going to be recognized as queen with her children. And that's us. These children, hopefully that's us. And this people will form her most refulgent crown. Some as sun, suns, S-U-N-S. Some as stars will crown her august head with such beauty as to enrapture the whole of heaven. In fact, the children of the kingdom of my divine will shall be those who will render her the honors of queen. And then transforming themselves into sons, S-U-N-S, they will form the most beautiful crown for the Blessed Mother. Therefore, Mary yearns so much that this kingdom come, because to her refulgent crown, with which the Most Holy Trinity will crown her, she awaits the crown of her people, who, extolling her as queen, offer her their lives transformed into sons, S-U-N-S, as attestation of the love and the glory that she deserves. Do you see how much? So when you think about the divine will, and everybody goes, well, I don't know about the divine will. It's to know Jesus. It's to know Mary. How? By what Jesus and Mary taught Louisa. And as you read this, as you focus on this, we're going to fall more in love with Jesus, more in love with Mary. And Jesus says, you become the crown for Mary. He says, I've saved the best for last. I'm going to crown my church with this gift. And not only that, but these children of mine will be the crown of his mother. Oh, if souls could understand what it means to live in my holy divine will, how many divine secrets would I reveal? How many discoveries they would make of their God? Therefore, be content to die rather than not to live in my divine will. And that's just astonishing. Be content to die rather than not live in my divine will. This is what God has planned. But our God has planned, and again, all we did is we read a few pages in these past few days. There are 36 volumes of this. And we're just skimming a little bit. Just so you can have a taste of this. And then Jesus says, these 36 volumes are the drops of water coming off of Louisa's body as she exits the ocean, the infinite ocean of divine love, of divine will. And as we get closer to this, as we begin to understand this, we want to hang on to Louisa as she dives into this ocean of the divine will. Infinite ocean of love. Infinite ocean of God. That's what the divine will is. And our God is offering this to us. And all he says is, all you have to do is give your fiat. And how glorious it is. And as you read, and like I said, have a priest to help you. Okay, have a priest to help you read. If you don't have a priest, give him the hours of the Passion. Say, Father, I'm going to read this for Lent. Would you read it with me? And if he says no, find another priest. Because this is so magnificent. It is so beautiful that when the priest starts reading this, this will be his homilies. It's not going to be on any vacations anymore. Because this is going to be his life. And he's going to feed his people. Jesus said to Louisa, the priests don't have the people following them. And they said, Jesus says, because they give them stale bread. He says they have to give the people the bread of the divine will to feed them. So our job is to help the priests. Okay, how do you help the priest? You get the round, you get the hours of the Passion and you ask a priest, would you help me read this? And if he says no, find another priest. And just keep on looking. And you keep on reading because God wants to see whether you will stop. You keep on reading and you keep on searching. And once you find a priest, that priest Jesus says this, what I'm going to give to one priest, the 100 that don't want it, that one priest will have the power of the 100. If the one priest wants it and 1,000 priests don't want it, I will give to that one priest what the thousands of priests don't want. See, nothing goes to waste. What is coming is the kingdom of God. It's close. And our God is asking us, pleading with us to really begin to live this. So we'll end there and I'll give you a blessing. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. And may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of little Louisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God bless you.